World Book Day sponsored by National Book Tokens. Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Hello, I'm Stephen Butler, and I'm an author, so I love writing books, but I also love reading books too. Do you love to read new books? Well, Ralphie Rabbit loves to read. He loves books. He also loves learning new words, but then he goes too far and starts to steal everybody else's favourite books so he can keep them all for himself. The fabulous Lenny Henry reads from Wanted, Ralphie Rabbit Book Burglar, which is written and illustrated by Emily McKenzie.
Some rabbits dreamed of lettuces and carrots. Others dreamed of flowering meadows and juicy dandelions. But Ralphie was a little bit different. Ralphie dreamed about books. In fact, he didn't just dream about them. He wanted to read all the time. He made lists of all the books he had read and gave them carrot ratings. He made lists of all the books he wanted to read and place them in category order. He even made lists of books to recommend to his family and friends. Ralphie loved to learn new words. He loved the smell of books and the sound of the pages flicking. He loved getting lost in stories, pretending he was the captain of a pirate ship or an intrepid jungle explorer. Yes, Ralphie loved books so much that he started creeping into people's bedrooms and reading their books while they were sleeping. And then, one thing led to another. Ralphie didn't just read the books, he took them home. He crept off with comics and cookbooks, dashed away with dictionaries, nabbed novels and pinched poetry. Ralphie had more books to read than ever before, and he was very pleased with himself. Arthur loved reading too. He had shelves buckling with fairy tales and bookcases bursting with picture books. So when gaps started to appear, along with half-eaten carrots and soggy lettuce leaves, and his favourite book, The Biggest Book of Monsters Ever, went missing, Arthur noticed. Someone was taking Arthur's books. It was time to find out who. Arthur assembled his special surveillance kit. Then, with Teddy to keep him company, he sat in the dark and waited. And waited. Soon, he heard a rustle. Arthur frantically rummaged for his camera and his binoculars. He shone his torch into the dark corners of his room. And that's when he spotted Ralphie.
Stop! Come back here, you little bunny book thief!
Arthur cried. But it was too late. Arthur was furious. He told his mum, but she just laughed. A bunny book thief? Arthur, I think your imagination is running wild. He told his teacher, but she just said, Arthur, I want you to go away and have a long, hard think about what you are saying. What could Arthur do? That rascally rabbit had taken his favourite book of all time, and no one believed him. There was only one thing for it.
Hello, hello, hello.
Arthur called his local police station.
Bunny book thief, you say? Well, fancy that. Was there, anything unusual about this rabbit? Can you give me a description?
Said PC Puddle, sniggering.
Well, he was brown,
said Arthur,
with a fluffy white tail. Oh, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said, I love books.
With that, PC Puddle laughed out loud.
I'll let you know if we discover anything.
He snorted. That night, Arthur felt fed up. He went to bed without a story, and he hardly slept at all. Meanwhile, Ralphie had found another house with plenty of books to pinch. But this time, Ralphie was in big trouble. He had burrowed up into PC Puddle's house.
Well, 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 what have we here? Said PC Puddle. Could it be a little bunny book thief? Arthur was right all along.
PC Puddle called Arthur straight away and told him he had caught the culprit red-handed.
Please come to the police station first thing tomorrow to identify your bunny book thief, he said.
Easy, thought Arthur. There can't be many rabbits who wear I Love Books t-shirts. But he was wrong. Arthur had never seen so many rabbits, and they were all wearing them. This was going to be harder than he thought. But then, PC Puddle pressed a big red button. An alarm bell rang, and a conveyor belt of goodies started moving in front of the bunny lineup. As lettuce leaves, carrots, apples, and dandelions whizzed by, all the rabbits began to feast, except for one. Ralphie just wasn't interested, until a very special treat passed by. Ralphie couldn't resist. In a frenzy, he started flicking through a pile of books.
Aha! Gotcha! Said PC Puddle. You are in big trouble.
I'm sorry,
stammered Ralphie.
I just can't get enough books.
You mustn't just go round stealing them, said PC Puddle. You'll have to put them all back.
Suddenly, Arthur began to feel sorry for Ralphie. After all, it was only because he loved books so much that he had managed to get himself into trouble.
If you want lots and lots of books to borrow, said Arthur, I know exactly where you can get them.
The library. Ralphie and Arthur are best book buddies now and love reading together whenever they can. And they, especially Ralphie, always take the books back. The library is their favourite place. Note to reader, the next time you pop into your local library, be on the lookout. You might, just might, spot Ralphie and Arthur reading there too.
Well, if you love books, then Wanted Ralphie Rabbit Book Burglar by Emily McKenzie is a fantastic book, whatever your age. So go and read it now. And check out the other wonderful books in this World of Stories online podcast. There are books for all ages and all interests. Check them out online at www.worldbookday.com.
JIBBA, JABBA, JABBA.